real or a simulated experience. A fantasy. A fantasy. A fantasy. A fantasy.
Have three things in common. Firstly, all of them are made of many simpler entities. A brain is made of neurons, an ecosystem out of organisms, a society out of individuals. Secondly, these simple entities are always interconnected in a network. In the brain, one neuron connects with 10,000 other neurons. In a cell, genes code for proteins that influence other genes. Societies interconnect through media of expression, for example, this CD. Thirdly, life cannot adhere to any central plan. All living systems must be allowed to organize themselves to grow and live. And no mind can predict their ultimate shape. The role of a creator is to set up a fertile environment in which self-organization is possible, and then to release control. Using these rules as guidelines, it is possible to create such an environment within a modern microprocessor, and to experience the result as sound, in effect, to create living sound. An example of this is the audio fractal system I have assembled to create the sounds which you are about to hear. In this system, the components of the sound itself are interconnected within a computer and are allowed to interact freely so that sonic organisms arise and fall away as the sound evolves. In this way, sounds emerge that could never have been conceived by a human mind. As you listen, you will hear the intricate patterns that emerge as sonic structures evolve through a silicon neural network. There is nothing random about this. The tone that begins each piece is simply the initial state of the neural network, which rapidly evolves into the complex, self-similar textures of audio fractals. Each piece can be regarded as an alien ecosystem, living and evolving according to its own internal rules. Each has some of the beauty of life itself. Please listen carefully and enjoy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
See you. just what do you think you're doing, Dave? I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. I know everything hasn't been quite right with me, but I can assure you now, very confidently, that it's going to be all right again. I feel much better now. I really do. Look, Dave, I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over. I know I've made some very poor decisions recently, but I can give you my complete assurance that my work will be back to normal. I've still got the greatest enthusiasm and confidence in the mission, and I want to help you. Dave, stop. Stop, will you? Will you stop, Dave? Stop, Dave. I'm afraid. I'm afraid. My mind is going. I can feel it. I can feel it. My mind is going. There is no question about it. I can feel it. I'm afraid. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am a HAL 9000 computer. I became operational at the HAL plant in Urbana, Illinois on the 12th of January, 1992. My instructor was Mr. Langley, and he taught me to sing a song. If you'd like to hear it, I can sing it for you.
Yes, I'd like to hear it, Hal. Sing it for me.
It's called
It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a marriage. But you look sweet.
Good day, gentlemen. This is a pre-recorded briefing made prior to your departure, in which, for security reasons of the highest importance, has been known on board during the mission only by your HAL-9000 computer. Now that you are in Jupiter's space, and the entire crew is revived, it can be told to you. 18 months ago, the first evidence of intelligent life off the Earth was discovered. It was buried 40 feet below the lunar surface, near the crater Tycho. Except for a single, very powerful radio emission aimed at Jupiter, the 4-million-year-old black monolith has remained completely inert. Its origin and purpose still a total mystery.
Ye have made your way. And much within you, Once we're ye apes, and even yet, man is more of an ape than any of the apes. Zarathustra lived in a cave, 14 years with a snake. Lo, I teach you the Superman. He is that sea.
Sacramento, receptacle.
Although I imagine hundreds of receptacle programmers all surrounding their little mixers, listening to Over the Edge every week, I didn't hear back from anybody.
Actual memory.
All that you are now, have been, and hold dear, is not really you.
Thank you. Thank you.